Daddy, I pray that not just for the men, but for all of us, irrespective of our age, when God is really calling us to make use of our time wisely and even our resources, whether it be our time, money, talent, and skills, na wag na ho nating sayangin and really focus on the Lord. And we're going to find out why that is. Amen. Praise God. And so if you have your Bibles with you, if you can please turn to the last book of the Bible, which is the book of Revelation. And if you're able to please rise up to honor the Lord, because He is the Word of God. Revelation, we're going to start with chapter 1. Let me know if you're there. Revelation 1. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave him to show his servants what must soon take place. And I'm reading from the NIV version. He made it known by sending his angel to his servant John, who testifies to everything he saw, that is the word of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ. Blessed is the one who reads the words of this prophecy, and blessed are those who hear it and take to heart what is written in it, because the time is near. To the seven churches in the province of Asia, grace and peace to you from him who is and who was and who is to come, and from the seven spirits, that's the Holy Spirit, before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead and the ruler of the kings of the earth. To him who loves us and has freed us from our sins by his blood and has made us to be a kingdom and priests to serve his God and Father, to him be glory and power forever and ever. Amen. Look, he is coming with the clouds, and every eye will see him, even those who pierced him. And all the peoples of the earth will mourn because of him. So shall it be. Amen. I am the Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord God, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty. I, John, your brother and companion in the suffering and kingdom and patient endurance that are ours in Jesus, was on the island of Patmos because of the word of God and the testimony of Jesus. On the Lord's day, I was in the Spirit, and I heard behind me a loud voice like a trumpet, which said, write on a scroll what you see and send it to the seven churches, to Ephesus, Smyrna, Pergamum, Thyatira, Sardis, Philadelphia, and Laodicea. I turned around to see the voice that was speaking to me. And when I turned, I saw seven golden lampstands. And among the lampstands was someone like a son of man, dressed in a robe, reaching down to his feet, and with a golden sash around his chest. His head and hair were white like wool, as white as snow. And his eyes were like blazing fire. His feet were like bronze glowing in a furnace, and his voice was like the sound of rushing waters. In his right hand he held seven stars, and out of his mouth came a sharp, double-edged sword. His face was like the sun shining in all its brilliance. When I saw him, I fell at his feet as though dead. Then he placed his right hand on me and said, do not be afraid. I am the first and the last. I am the living one. I was dead, and behold, I am alive forever and ever, and I hold the keys of death and Hades. Write therefore what you have seen, what is now, and what will take place later. The mystery of the seven stars that you saw in my right hand and of the seven golden lampstands is this. The seven stars are the angels of the seven churches, and the seven lampstands are the seven churches. Lord, we believe that the Bible is the Word of God. It's alive, it's powerful, and through your Holy Spirit, you're going to speak to all of our hearts today. And so, Father God, we turn to you, Lord Jesus, because you have the words of life, and through your Holy Spirit, grant us understanding that would change our hearts, renew our minds, that we may, from this day on, live for Jesus alone. In his mighty name we pray. Amen. Praise God. Please remind me, later on I'm going to request Emily and Hannah to share. They just came back from a youth camp. What was the camp all about? You know, I was just talking to Emily last Wednesday, and, you know, I'm so blessed to see young people really commit their lives to Jesus. What a blessing, what a blessing. I came to know the Lord when I was in my mid-20s. And to realize that the grace of God is so powerful that it's He who sustains us, whether from that age that I came to know Christ. And, you know, there's always ups and downs in our walk with God. We know that. But one thing that I am here to tell you, that Jesus is alive. Amen. We all go through problems. We all go through problems, whether you are a Christian or whether you are an unbeliever. That's the common thread in the lives of people. But what sets a Christian apart is that in our times of trials and tribulation and problems that are so big, they're like giants to us, that brings fear and concern. It's like, what will I do? But when you have Jesus, when you get born again, really, when I say truly born again experience, committing your life to Jesus, you're going to see His power. He's going to show to you that He's not just concerned with our, He's concerned with our everyday life. Don't take me wrong as we delve this in the study of the Word of God. See, because when you and I talk about the future, it's like most of the times, but you know, I have all of these problems. What good would that do to me to know what lies ahead? A lot. In fact, what lies ahead, the future, what the Bible tells us in the book of Revelation, should change the way we live now. It has so much, it brings hope. Can I say this? But it would be a different story. It brings hope to those who have Christ, because that's why the coming of our Lord Jesus, it's what the Bible calls us a blessed hope. Blessed hope meaning to say that there will be a change when Jesus comes back for the second time. So if I may ask you, how would you describe a typical news report that we watch, or whether you watch on TV or through the internet or through the radio, a typical news report, it's always filled with violence, negative things. Violence, just this weekend, there was a rally that was being held in Charlottesville, Virginia. And how many of you saw that on the news? There's civil war in Yemen. No, I'm talking about Virginia first. There was a rally, and there was a 20-year-old man. There was people converge in a plaza, and he went right through the crowd. Killed one person. There were two, peacekeeping officers. They were on a helicopter because there was such the emergency, and they hovered around. And, you know, unfortunately, that helicopter crashed. And so in one day, three people were killed, and the violence. We see this hatred in the hearts of many that have no regard for the lives of people. What else? Some people are fearful over the escalating tensions between U.S. and North Korea. And probably people may wonder, where is this world headed to? But the best place to turn is always to the Word of God. Whatever is happening in your life right now, or in this nation, or all over the world, the best place always to turn to is God, and to God Himself. As followers of Christ, we said this, we find hope and encouragement from the Word of God, from the Scriptures, because here, more so in the book of Revelation, because Jesus, when He comes back, will intervene and conquer evil that's going on. Amen? As you would see, when you look at the Revelation, the title of the book is The Revelation of Jesus Christ. What is the definition of revelation? It's unveiling. There's the unveiling of whom? Of Jesus Christ. Revelation is prophetic in nature. What we mean by prophetic in nature is it foretells what is going to happen in the future. In fact, when we read Revelation 1:1, sige po, let's look at that. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave him to show whom? To show whom? Who are the servants of God here? For us, serving God. So there is the revelation of who Jesus Christ is. And then it's followed by this, look at these words. To show his servants what must soon take place. In the New King James Version, it says, to show God's people the things which must shortly take place. So the Lord added, the Spirit of God added that word shortly, because with the Lord, 1,000 years is just like one day. Can we say that again? 1,000 years to the Lord is just like what? One day. You know, there's a powerful verse in the Bible that tells us in the book of Psalm. Beautiful prayer. Let this be our prayer. Lord, teach us how to number our days that we may gain a heart of wisdom. You know, when people celebrate their birthdays, like, you know, Brother Roel, when we ask him, Brother Roel, ilang taon ka na ba? Ngumiti lang sa akin. In this world that we are living in, some people can live, what, up to 80s, 90s. In Japan, you have this world Guinness Book of Records. It's like most of the people who live longer than over 100 years, they say that comes from Japan. But whatever it is, whether you live in your 80s or even shorter than that, we know that our hands are in God's. Our times are in God's hands. You and I are alive. It's all because of God himself. And your life and mine has a purpose. Oh, please always remember that. We're not just here to exist, but when you and I have Christ, our lives begin to have meaning and purpose. Hallelujah. Praise God. And so it tells us here that there are things that will soon take place, and we have to know that. The vision that John received opens with an instruction to write to where? To whom? To 7 churches. What are those churches? It's not the building. When you get born again, you are now part of the church of Jesus. If you have Christ now, we are collectively the church of Jesus, right? Amen. So we want to make that sure. And so the instruction was to write to 7 churches. And he, you know, when you and I would read, in fact, we're going to do that, because can I say this? The Bible tells us that blessed are those who hear these words and take to heart what is written in it, because the time is near. Did you see that? The time is near. And so when the Bible tells us that the time is near, he's urging those who read it and hear this to be ready at all times. How do we make ourselves ready? That's a question. How do we make ourselves ready for the last judgment and the establishment of God's kingdom? When the Bible tells us that when you and I get born again, now we belong to the kingdom of God. In United Kingdom, that's in England, you know, there's like what, a queen and a king. In a kingdom, there's a king and queen, and they have authority, right? Now, then the citizens of that place are what they call it, subjects to the king and queen. But in God's realm, in God's kingdom, you and I are submitted to God's, to Jesus, the lordship of Jesus, and we are subject to him. Do you follow? Amen. And so why is it so important for us to know this? Because Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord. And so we're going to read the remainder of chapters 2 and 3. And please, let's be focused on this, because if you don't have a Bible with you, please grab one. Please grab one. Because we would want the Word of God to really penetrate in our hearts today. Amen. We're going to continue. Revelation 2. Because here now comes the letter of our Lord Jesus to the churches, right? To the angel of the church in Ephesus write, these are the words of him who holds the 7 stars in his right hand and walks among the seven golden lampstands. I know your deeds, your hard work, and your perseverance. I know that you cannot tolerate wicked men, that you have tested those who claim to be apostles but are not, and have found them false. You have persevered and have endured hardships for my name and have not grown weary. Yet I hold this against you. You have forsaken your first love. Remember the height from which you have fallen. Repent and do the things you did at first. If you do not repent, I will come to you and remove your lampstand from its place. But you have this in your favor. You hate the practices of the Nicolaitans, which I also hate. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To him who overcomes, I will give the right to eat from the tree of life, which is in the paradise of God. To the angel of the church in Smyrna write, these are the words of him who is the first and the last, who died and came to life again. I know your afflictions and your poverty, yet you are rich. I know the slander of those who say they are Jews and are not, but are a synagogue of Satan. Do not be afraid of what you're about to suffer. I tell you, the devil will put some of you in prison to test you, and you will suffer persecution for 10 days. Be faithful even to the point of death, and I will give you the crown of life. Look at verse 11. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. He who overcomes will not be hurt at all by the second death. Now to the angel of the church in Pergamum write, these are the words of him who has the sharp, double-edged sword. I know where you live, where Satan has his throne, yet you remain true to my name. You did not renounce your faith in me, even in the days of Antipas, my faithful witness, who has put to death in your city where Satan lives. Nevertheless, I have a few things against you. You have people there who hold to the teaching of Balaam, who taught Balak to entice the Israelites to sin by eating food sacrificed to idols and by committing sexual immorality. Likewise, you also have those who hold to the teaching of the Nicolaitans. Repent, therefore, otherwise I will soon come to you and will fight against them with the sword of my mouth. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. Haven't you noticed something? Why is that so important? Why is that repeated? To him, he who has an ear. How many of us have ears here? It says, let him hear. There is a difference between hearing. The true hearing is not just hear the words, but act on the word of God. To him who overcomes, I will give some of the hidden manna. I will also give him a white stone with a new name written on it, only known to him who receives it. To the angel of the church in Thyatira write, these are the words of the Son of God, whose eyes are like blazing fire and whose feet are like burnished bronze. I know your deeds, your love and faith, your service and perseverance, and that you are now doing more than you did at first. Nevertheless, I have this against you. You tolerate that woman Jezebel, who calls herself a prophetess. By her teaching, she misleads my servants into sexual immorality and the eating of food sacrificed to idols. I have given her time. Look at this. I have given her what? Time to repent of her immorality, but she is unwilling. So I will cast her on a bed of suffering, and I will make those who commit adultery with her suffer intensely. Unless they repent of her ways, I will strike her children dead. Then all the churches will know that I am he. Then all the churches will know that I am he who searches hearts and minds. And I will repay each of you according to your deeds. Now I say to you, to the rest of you in Thyatira, to you who do not hold to her teaching and have not learned Satan's so-called deep secrets, I will not impose any other burden on you. Only hold on to what you have until I come. To him who overcomes and does my will to the end, I will give authority over the nations. He will rule them with iron scepter. He will dash them to pieces like pottery. Who's saying these words? Jesus. Just as I have received authority from my Father, I will also give him the morning star. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. And finally, chapter 3. To the angel of the church in Sardis write, these are the words of him who holds the seven spirits of God and the seven stars. I know your deeds. You have a reputation of being alive, but you are dead. Wake up! Strengthen what remains and is about to die, for I have not found your deeds complete in the sight of my God. Remember, therefore, what you have received and heard. Remember. Is there a time that you and I need to recall what God is teaching us? Yes. But if you do not wake up, I will come like a thief, and you will not know at what time I will come to you. Wow. Yet you have a few people in Sardis who have not soiled their clothes. They will walk with me dressed in white, for they are worthy. He who overcomes will, like them, be dressed in white. I will never blot out his name from the book of life, but will acknowledge his name before my Father and his angels. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To the angel of the church in Philadelphia write, these are the words of him who is holy and true, who holds the key of David. What he opens, no one can shut, and what he shuts, no one can open. I know your deeds. See, Jesus knows us. See, I have placed before you an open door that no one can shut. I know that you have little strength, yet you have kept my word and have not denied my name. I will make those who are of the synagogue of Satan who claim to be Jews, though they are not, but are liars. I will make them come and fall down at your feet and acknowledge that I have loved you. Since you have kept my command to endure patiently, I will also keep you from the hour of trial that is going to come upon the whole world to test those who live on the earth. I am coming soon. Hold on to what you have so that no one will take your crown. Him who overcomes, I will make a pillar in the temple of my God. Never again will he leave it. I will write on him the name of my God and the name of the city of my God, the New Jerusalem, which is coming down out of heaven from my God, and I will also write on him my new name. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To the angel of the church in Laodicea write, these are the words of the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the ruler of God's creation. Who's that? That's Jesus. I know your deeds, that you are neither cold nor hot. I wish you were either one or the other. So because you are lukewarm, neither hot nor cold, I'm about to spit you out of my mouth. You say, I'm rich, I have acquired wealth, and do not need a thing. But you do not realize that you are wretched, pitiful, poor, blind, and naked. I counsel you to buy from me gold refined in the fire so you can become rich, and white clothes to wear so you can cover your shameful nakedness, and salve to put on your eyes so you can see. Those whom I love, I rebuke and discipline. So be earnest and repent. Here I am, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with him and he with me. To him who overcomes, I will give the right to sit with me on my throne, just as I overcame and sat down with my Father on his throne. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. We'll end there. So much to read, so much to absorb. But you know what? It's the Holy Spirit of God who will give us understanding in all of this. We might not, for the sake of time, cover the message for each church. But one thing we know. Look at what the Lord, these were the words of our Lord Jesus. And each letter was directed to a church then in existence, and it's also the same message to his church today. And so both in the church, us corporately, and even in our personal lives, we must, and I will say this, we must constantly fight against temptation. Many temptations around us. Is that true? Yes. There's so many things to tempt us to become, number one, without love. And I'm so glad that Sister Chris, she shared a powerful message last Friday. You know, many things that's happening during Friday nights, not just that long banqueting table there. You know, some of you saw that. But, you know, that's one of the benefits of fellowship. But to know that Friday nights are, because we take our time with corporately as a church in praying. And so this is a call to some of you who would still want to be a part of it, because the Bible tells us, because the end is so near, that you and I have to be serious and watchful in our praying. These are not my words, and these are the words of our Lord Jesus. That's why we are saying, if you and I believe that everything that comes here from Genesis to Revelation, these are not the words of men. They were just written by men, but they were inspired by the Spirit of God. But the message is coming from the heart of God. So he's speaking to us also today. So both in the church and in our personal lives, we must constantly fight against the temptation to become loveless. When you and I are getting so close, see, there's like a constant reminder for us to love others. We have to be quick to forgive. Kasi when we realize na hindi po natin hawak ang time, it's pride on our part to think na, oh, I know what's going on for tomorrow. That's why in the book of James, it tells us when you and I make plans, you know what we should say? God willing. We make, oh, God willing, magbabakasyon ako, punta ako sa, pero God willing. Why? Because we don't know what's going to happen tomorrow or even a few months ahead. Right? We don't know. We don't know. So everything to God. We submit everything to God. Hallelujah. And God, He loves us. Can I say this before we get deeper here? The Bible tells us that eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, and the mind has not conceived what God has prepared for those who love Him. The message last Sunday was, God loves us. So because you and I have a relationship with the living God, how do we show our love to God? What does the Word of God say? We love, yes. Obeying His commandments. You truly love me if you obey my word. And people would know that you are my disciples if you have love for one another. Now, going back to that. And so, there's a fight. There's this temptation against immorality. We live in a times wherein the world will change, lowering the standards of a righteous and godly life. Please listen here. My role is to tell you what the Word of God says. If the Word of God says this is wrong, then it's wrong. Now, the spirit of the world would change it. Even give, I always use this as an example. They can even change the name. If adultery is adultery. Adultery is if you're married and you get involved in a sexual activity with another person. Fornication is when you are an unmarried person and you are engaged in sexual. And can I say this lovingly? All of us have fallen short of God's glory. We're not saying that if anyone has committed this, that you will be an outcast. No. The Word of God tells us that it's wrong, but there's a remedy to that when you and I fall short of that. Repentance. Lord, what I did is wrong. I've sinned against you. Amen. Not just sexual immorality, but even our relationship with people. Things happen in life. Whether in a marriage when, Sister Chris was so open when she shared about how the Lord was teaching her in that area of loving someone close to her. When someone fails us big time and has done us something wrong and hurts us, there's this strong temptation or tendency to harbor ill feelings towards that person. And God is so big on forgiveness. We have to learn how to forgive people. Huwag po tayong magtataniman sa manang loob, please. There's no more time for that. In the body of Christ, can I say this? That's why God, big deal po sa Panginoon ang unity and integrity. Can I say that again? Unity and integrity, big deal sa Panginoon. And so here. So we fight against these things. What else? We fight against compromising. What is compromising? When this is the standard, and then we lower our standards. Or being casual about our faith. Can I say this? What is when there is apathy? That's right. When this begins to happen in the lives of people, what is being apathetic? Lack of interest, lack of concern, lack of enthusiasm. You know, others are getting excited for the things of God. It's like, ano yan? unresponsive for the things of God. When we use the Word of God to serve as a mirror to all of us, and I'm saying including myself, because there will be moments wherein I can say this, for that long period of time when I had that episode with my health, I was in a constant battle. The temptation was so great for me to just give up and say, because there were things that's going on. I didn't tell you of all those things that, like, they came. You know, the saying, when it rains, it pours. But can I tell you something? Because Satan wanted me to quit. He wanted that. He wanted me to do that. But you know what? I came to God even in moments wherein I was so I felt so weak, and I felt like, God, I really need the power of your Spirit. And can I tell you now? The thing that Satan wanted to put me down, God turned it around for good. Serving God, it would require commitment. It would require perseverance. Committing to the cause of the gospel would really require patience on our part. Number one, the love for God and the love for one another. During that time, and so there were so many things that was like on my mind. And so one Sunday I shared with you as far as when you are and I are faced with giants in our lives, I was faced with many. Hearing the prognosis of the neurologist, being on disability and just dependent on disability benefits, and when those benefits were cut off, Lord, where will I, you know, how will it be? Then came the letter from my financial institution, and it was one of the giants that came. But you know what? Here's the thing. Because, and it's not me, it's the Word of God. It's knowing and believing what the Word of God said. And so it was a tug of war that happened to me, but I held on. I held on to the promises of God. Every day I would declare what the Word of God promises as far as His faithfulness. And do you know what happened? I'm giving you bits and pieces of what the Lord did in all of this, during this time that I was in this constant battle. When I received that letter from Bank of America, I was kind of, praise God, overwhelmed. But the Spirit of God reminded me of who Jesus is to me. Glory to God. Can you help, brother? Yeah. Praise God. I shared with you an important principle. When you and I are faced with giants, know who is with you. We were singing about the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus. There's power in that name. And there's power in the Word of God. And so, kaya ho, napakahalaga. It's so important for us to really treasure this Word. Keep it to our heart. Take it to heart, what is written in it. Believe it. Meditate on it. And even confess it over our situation. You know the story when my neurologist told me about my condition. It was not a good prognosis, but I did not accept that. I would constantly say, Lord, I will say of the Lord, you are my strength and my refuge. I will say of the Lord, you are my healer and my strength. And there's a verse in the Bible, Lord, your words are life to me and health to all of my flesh. And here comes that letter from the bank. And so it tells me that I will be like in a bad financial trouble. The first instance is for us to be kind of concerned. But I, you know what? I even did that to the letter. Lord, you know what's here in this letter. Lord, tignan mo, tinatakot ako. tumbang kong to. God, I need your help. I need your help. And you know what? Here's the thing. That letter, used by Satan, ginamit lang po yung bangko, wants to put fear in my heart. But I chose to believe that the God that I'm serving is faithful. Here's the thing. That letter, at first, put fear for just a little bit. But when I gave it to God in prayer, you know what the Lord did? And I even confessed, Lord, you order the steps of a righteous person. You order my steps. I constantly confess that the steps of a righteous man are ordered by God. Lord, you know my thoughts, but when I commit them to you, my thoughts shall be established. I'm saying this because all of this comes from the Word of God. There would be times wherein I would go just for a quick errand. You know, there was a time I didn't want to leave the house. I didn't want to leave the house. But there were moments wherein I just left. And there was one time that after dropping a mail in the post office, I parked my car there by City Hall. I sought God in prayer. And he gave me a verse that I held on to, that I'm going to order your steps. Don't be afraid. Wow. That changed everything. Satan will put fear in your heart and mind because, you know what? He wants us to stop. He wants us to fold up and just give up. But our God is alive and faithful. He ordered my steps. He ordered my steps. And number one, here's the thing. When your heart is for God, divine favor will rest upon your life. When I say divine favor, it's like people will be so good to you that it's like, wow. And it's not you. Oh, hindi yung personality na, oh, charisma. It's not even us. It's God granting you favor. Because the principle there is when you and I learn to put God first. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all of these things shall be added unto us. And I began to see the hand of God. I told you that story before. I'm not going to tell you anymore. I got favor from my workplace. They gave me money that it's like, unexpectedly, it's like, wow. My goodness, who will do that? Only God. Only God. And let me tell you this. Doing an extra mile in whatever you do, God sees it. Huwag po kayong, wala naman nakakapansin ang ginagawa. God sees it. When you're working in a place and you feel like your boss is giving you like a short stick, it's like, ano ba naman to? I'm doing all this. Know that it's God who sees it. And he will be your rewarder. So when I came face to face with the president of the company and the CEO, I was just blown away with the favor that they've given me. Now, going back to that letter from the bank, that is what the enemy, Satan, wanted me to just fold up. But you know what? Because God gave me the wisdom and the strength, number one, he restored me back to my workplace. The thing that I thought that I cannot do if I would just rely on what I am feeling. But I did not rely on what I was feeling in my body because the Lord told me that I will give you the strength. Day one, when I reported back to work, I felt this joy unspeakable. I could not explain. And you know what? All throughout that time, June 26th, when I reported back to work, until last Friday, the Lord did something. Yung bangko, yung tinatakot ako ng bangko, wala na ako doon sa bangkong yun. The Lord did something for me to get out of that bank. And so now, I have this ability now na, my goodness, what I used to be paying in that bank now is going to be lesser. Amen. Here's the thing. The enemy would try to put all of these things and make us be afraid of what's in front of us. But know who your God is. Amen. When we say God, Satan meant it for evil, but God can turn it around for good. Para kanino? For those who love God and are called according to his purpose. Know this. In our lives, wag ho nating, let us not lose focus of God's purpose, God's plan. It's not about us, it's about God. It's about God. When we are serving God, we should not have the attitude of entitlement. Oh, you know, I'm doing this for you, God, you know. But do you know that it's more of a privilege for us to be serving Him? To be called an ambassador for Christ, what a title. And let me tell you this. Here's the thing. The Lord restored me back to my work, not just for Him. You know, I am being blessed financially now that I'm back. And here's the other bigger picture to it. When I started to get back, you know, I said, Lord, you're binabalik mo ako sa workplace ko. So that means meron ka pang purpose. There's a bigger purpose. There's this person that I've been praying for that the Spirit of God led me to remember her in prayer. And the answer was so quick, so quick, that she approached me in my cubicle. And she said this, Monette, you know, you've been sharing to me a lot about Jesus. But lately, I felt something different. Hallelujah! I felt something different. I cannot explain this thirst that I have in me for Jesus. Hallelujah! Thank you, Lord. And then, now I realize why He brought you back. Church, there's a time wherein God would show us what matters most in life. We can get so wrapped up, caught up with the things here on earth that at times, that's why last Sunday he said, when you and I see the signs, look up, for your redemption draws near. The enemy, in fact, in the book of Luke, it says, even the cares of life can serve as a trap to all. We can get caught up with the things here and lose sight of the bigger picture of what God has for us. And when the Bible tells us na, you know, some of you who went on vacation, mga, you know, some of you are blessed to go on vacation in places, Europe and all that. Praise the Lord for that. Do you know na what God has prepared for us cannot be compared to what He has prepared for us. We don't want to miss what God has for us. Amen. And so, the book of Revelation is both a warning to Christians who have grown apathetic. And so, when you and I would come to God with all sincerity, God, Lord, I'm dry. Lord, lately, you know, others are, you know, talking about the good things happening in the Bible study and all that, or even with the Word of God. Lord, I don't have that interest anymore. Lord, I don't know why. God, help me. Come to God, honestly and sincerely. In fact, the Word of God in the book of Hosea says, break up the fallow ground. Break up the fallow ground. You know why? Because the Word of God is like a seed. Ano yung fallow ground? Ano yung fallow ground? That's a heart. When the heart is hardened, a good farmer cannot plant any seed in a heart that is hard as a rock. That ground needs to be tilled, and in Tagalog, kailangan i-cultivate, kailangan araruhin. And at times, our hearts can be like that. Many things, maring problema. But can I say this, what the Lord said? Hold on to your faith. Hold on to what God has given you. Because God is not giving up on you. I brought this because, I wish I had a bigger. Kita nyo? This is a lampstand. This is a lampstand. And John, when he saw the vision, he said, I turned around to see the voice that was speaking to me. And when I turned, I saw seven. So you go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. And then among the lampstands was someone like a son of man dressed in robe, reaching down to his feet and with a golden sash around his eyes and described. Now, the Bible tells us that when he saw someone like a son of man, and he was among the lampstands. What does that tell us? Tayo tong lampstand. This is supposed to give light The church is supposed to be the light of the world. Now, when the Bible tells us that Jesus, he is among the lampstands, he is among us. Among us. So when he was speaking to the churches, he was, you know, he commended them for the good things that they were doing, but then and yet, because Jesus is among his church then and now, he would tell us what our true condition is. When God would want us to be the light of the world, is it possible na yung light na yun? In fact, that's why he said in the book of Matthew, let your light shine for people to see so that people will be glorified. How can you let your light shine? You know, it was very humbling for me when I heard the message from Sister Chris. Can I say this, Sister Chris? The Lord used you last Friday to talk to me personally. See, this is the beauty of the church. It's not just one, but God can use anyone to speak to our hearts. And God spoke to me through what she shared. I can be busy with the ministry, and I failed to spend time with my family. So yesterday, you know, because I prayed to God when I heard that message, I prayed to God. Lord, I want to be found faithful in what you have called me, but God, I want also that your love be seen in my life to my own family members. And so my brother, when he knocked at the door at the bedroom, he said, come, labas tayo. Wow. Ang bilis ang sagot. Kasi before the knock, I prayed and I said, God, give me an opportunity to show my love for my family. And he knocked at the door. And when he said that, I didn't say, busy ako, magpre-prepare ako tomorrow. You know what? I wanted to obey God. I said, yes, come on, let's go. Come on, let's go. I felt good about it. Having Christ is not about rules and do's and don'ts. It's about us hearing him speak to us. When he begins to show to us your condition, we all go through. You know, I'm very open to all of you. Because what I share to you is what God teaches me. And I'm saying this because sa buhay natin, we will all encounter challenges, whether you're a young person or you're in your mid, or even when you and I, in my age, it's like, I have a lot of unknowns. At sino ba naman may alam ng what is known to us? Do we know what lies ahead in the future? No. And that was a humbling thing for me, to commit everything to God. What I cannot control, Lord, I give it to you. The ministry, when I ask him, Lord, should I continue? My body says, quit. But the Lord says, no, give yourself fully to the work of the Lord. So I would just obey, because it's all about obeying the Lord. Making use of the time, even yung finances, when God blesses us. Let me tell you this. And I'm sharing this with you because God speaks, right? He speaks. I received something in the mail, and it talks about giving to the American Bible Society. Something spoke to my heart because I was reminded of the power of the Word of God, because the Word of God changed me. The Word of God changed my life. And so it was an invitation to give a small amount of money to give Bibles to many parts of the world, in China particularly. And I said, you know what? You know, I could spend easily, how much when you go out? Minsan when you go out for McDonald's, magkano bang nagagastos? Minsan, what? When I ordered this in the, dun sa ano, what's your order? It's like, okay, dito, value meal and all that. Pagdating ko sa cashier, it's like, oh, almost $10. What? $10 na yun. It's like, so easily we could spend that, no? And it was just asking for a very minimal amount of money that it would give, like 7 Bibles to 7 people. Wow. You know what? And I said, Lord, because I believe that your word has changed me, and I want others to experience the power of your word. So I gave. And so God would speak to us even in how we use our time, our money, and all that. Giving money to someone in need. Later we're going to do that take a second offering. But here's the thing as we close, because there's so much to learn about the Word of God. Because Jesus is alive, number one, can I tell you this? God cares for you, me. But whatever is going on, God is preparing us for something far greater than you and I can imagine. That's why the Bible set our minds on things above, not on the things of this earth. And it's not a call to be irresponsible. What did we learn last time? Responsibility is the ability to respond to God's provision. When He opens a door for you, then go right through it. He gave me that open door. He restored my work. And it was the hand of God. It was the hand of God. Amen. And so know this. God is concerned about what's going on in your life. Every detail of your life. And know that God is in control. And so let us prepare for our future with the Lord. Let us be ready. Let us make use of our time wisely. Let's do what God has called us to do. Amen? Wag po kayong ano, what can I do for God? You could start with a small thing. There's so much to do in the work of God. And I know that the Lord will tell you. Amen? As we come to the Lord in prayer first, let's just thank Him for His word. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Let's thank Him for His word for us. Lord Jesus, we honor You. Hallelujah. Jesus, You're alive forevermore. You are the God of our future, Lord, and we thank You for Your word that tells us the things that will take place shortly. You control time, Lord God. We don't. It's humbling for any one of us, Lord God, in our prayers that, Lord, like what the psalmist said, teach us how to number our days that we may gain a heart of wisdom. Lord, we realize that our hearts can stray away from You, God. There are many things around us that would take Your place in our lives, God. But Lord, thank You for Your word that reminds us that, God, You love us so much. You are right here. In us, in our midst as a church, You know our condition as a church. Lord, our prayers that, Lord, wag kaming maging indifferent. Lord, we pray that You would teach us how to guard our hearts from apathy. We want always to be full of zeal and enthusiasm for You, number one, and for the things of God. We don't want to be rich in material things, but spiritually bankrupt, God. For Your word reminds us that all of these things shall melt. When You told us, oh God, that the things of this earth are temporary, but the things of God, they are eternal. Grant us wisdom, Lord God. We need the wisdom that comes from You to teach us how to prioritize our lives. What matters most in life, and that is our relationship with You. Obeying Your word. And God, as our relationship with You is made right, we know that, Lord, our relationship with another will also be right through the help of Your Holy Spirit, God. And so as we come to the Lord in prayer, let this be the time that we can come to God. I don't know what the Lord is showing you right now. Come to the Lord in repentance. Let's all come to the Lord in repentance. He would show to us specifically. He wouldn't say, we wouldn't say, Lord, forgive me for my sin. He wants us to be specific. Like there were a time in my life that I would just tell Him that, the specific thing. Lord, I failed to spend time with my own family, God. I was busy about the ministry and the work, but Lord, I failed. And so forgive me, God. And I asked for His forgiveness, and God opened the door for me as I obeyed Him. Amen. And so whatever the Spirit of God is showing to you right now, let's talk to the Lord right now and before we pray together. Amen. Let this be a time with You and the Lord right now. Hallelujah. Allow the Holy Spirit. Let this be a moment of making things right with God. Thank You, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank You, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank You, Lord, for Your graciousness and mercy. Father God, we thank You that, Lord, You have made the way for us, Lord Jesus, and that is through your blood, that we can have the forgiveness of all of our sins, oh God, that you can wash away our sins, oh God. And so right now, as we do that, Lord Jesus, I come to you. Go ahead, say that to the Lord. Lord Jesus, I come to you. Just as I am, with my heart bare before you, God. You know what's inside my heart, the things that's pulling me away from you. And so, God, I confess to you of my sin and tell that to the Lord. Say that to the Lord. And I thank you, Holy Spirit, for showing us these areas in our lives that we need to repent of. We thank you that, Lord, oh God, you give us not just one or two second chances. You give us many chances, hallelujah, to repent of our ways, God. And so, Lord, our prayer is that, Lord, through the power of your Spirit, help us, Lord, to follow you all the days of our lives, God. Lord, we thank you for the blessed hope that we have in you, that we should not be afraid of what's going on, Lord, around us, oh God, all over the world, because we know that the day is coming that you will make all things right, Lord God. You will conquer evil, Lord God. Hallelujah. And that, Lord, oh God, you have prepared a place for us, Lord Jesus. And that place where there will be no more tears, no more pain, no more diseases, no sickness, no death, no sorrow, oh God. And that we will be with you for all eternity, oh God. And yet, Lord, oh God, there's a promise, Lord God, that when we learn how to overcome, that, Lord, oh God, meron kang rewards for those who are found faithful till the end. And that is our prayer for all of us today. That, Lord, may you find us faithful, Lord God, in all of these things, oh God, as we serve you, Lord God, with gladness in our hearts. Teach us how to love one another. Help us to forgive those who've offended us. And help us to be quick about it, God. That we will never nurture ill feelings towards anyone, oh God, because that would, Lord God, affect our walk with you, God. And so, Lord, my prayer is that, Lord, touch everyone in this congregation, even for those who are not with us. Lord, we even pray that you would restore back those who have backslidden. Lord, those who have forgotten and forsaken the assembling of the saints together, God, that's one of your commandments. And so, Lord, we're not here to judge or criticize anyone. We're here, Lord, oh God, to uphold one another and to pray for one another, God. In all of our weaknesses, we thank you that, Lord, you have given us the power of your Spirit, oh God, to help us overcome all of our struggles, oh God. But, Lord, the bottom line is we want to obey you, Lord Jesus, because you are Lord of all. Hallelujah. You're the Lord of this church, oh God. And may your word be supreme in our lives. May your word, oh God, just guide us all, Lord God. This is our prayer, and comfort and strengthen those who are struggling, Lord. Thank you for everyone, Lord God, in this congregation. And Lord, our prayers that you would use us. Use us, oh God, Lord God, to be a channel of your blessing to many, oh God. And God, we give you the highest praise that is due you, Lord God, Jesus, because, Lord, we are so excited, Lord God, that you're coming back for us. And we thank you for that blessed hope. Thank you, Father God, that, Lord, in you, Lord God, when we learn how to put you first, in fact, that's the promise of your word, as we seek your kingdom and your righteousness, that all of these things shall be added unto our lives, oh God. What a faithful God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Amen. The God that we serve loves us so much. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 Praise the Lord. Praise God. We're going to devote the rest of the time to honor Brother Rowell. And we have a short video clip. I just turned off that. Can I say this? One of the things that God would want us is to stay connected in the church. Number one, we abide in Jesus. How do we abide in the Lord? We abide in his word. And of course, being part of a local church is one of the things that God has given us as part of that's one of his resources. And so I'm thankful to the Lord for people who are alongside with us in the work of God as we show the video, as we honor Brother Rowell today. Amen. Let's just view it. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Glorify your name, O God. Thank you, Lord. Bless your holy name, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
patient, understanding, loving husband and a loving father, and respect my mom always, which I really love. And one more thing, I like you so much because you have Lord in your heart. So God bless. Happy birthday once again.
Happy birthday.
Enjoy your day.
Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Brother Ruel, I'd like you to share a few words, and then we're going to pray for you. Okay, come on. Praise the Lord. What's in your heart to share to the people of God?
Hello.
Yeah, hello.
God bless you, everyone, and I thank you just for your love. Amen. I just thank God for giving me another year, for restoring back. Last year, I lost already a lot of pounds. I had my physical checkup, and the doctor said that I've regained whatever I lost. Thank you for the food that you're sending on Wednesdays and Fridays. Praise God. Praise God. This is what church is all about. Amen.
That's right.
The love of my brothers and my sisters.
That's
and
right.
Everyone here, amen.
Amen.
And I just thank you for everyone, amen.
Praise God.
Let's just hold on to the word of God in Hebrews 6:19. He says there that He is the anchor, the hope of our the anchor of our hope.
Yes.
Amen.
Jesus.
Firm and secure.
Right. Amen.
All of us goes to a lot of storm in our life, but He's always there.
That's right. Yes.
Always there. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Only a few words.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you again, brothers and sisters.
Right.
Yeah. Thank
Praise
you for
the
your
Lord.
Love.
Again. Yes, that's right. Amen. Let's sing happy birthday. Happy birthday. To you, the Jesus way. May each day of a year, may you feel Jesus near.
Happy birthday to you, happy birthday to you. And many more years to come.
Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. Before we pray for Brother Ruel, I would always say this: when we count our blessings, we also count people are blessings that God has put in our lives. And personally, I would say that the life of Brother Ruel is such a blessing to us. To have someone alongside in the ministry, God sees the faithfulness, and God sees that upon your life, Brother Ruel. And so we're thankful for your life, for your consistency, and being here for us. Amen. Sinisisi mo kami sa pag-gain ng weight mo at sa pagkain pinapadala sa'yo, everyone. Sinisisi ka rin namin sa mga pag-gain ng weight namin sa ice cream at... Praise the Lord. But seriously, when Brother Ruel is around, you never go hungry. Not just physically, but also even spiritually. He has his way of sharing to us the Word of God in a very simple way that would really touch our hearts. Amen. And so let's just ask for God's blessings upon his life. Like he shared, ang buhay natin, it's not without challenges. Most of you are aware of the challenges that
with sa condition ni Peter John, please always lift him up in prayer, and I would need someone to go with me to visit him on the last Saturday of August. Let's visit Peter John. It means a lot to him. He gets encouraged. He gets excited when he gets a visit from us. Amen. Praise the Lord. And so let's just thank Brother Roel, and let's thank the Lord for his life. Hallelujah. Can I call on Brother Nelson and Sister Sally to be here as elders as we lift him up? Praise God. Glory to God. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Father God, what a blessing to know that we are part of the household of faith, be part of God's family. That, Lord, you bring people along our way, God, to be alongside of us, because this is what church should be. The church composed of people who love you, Jesus. A church composed of people who love and has sincere love and concern for one another. Lord, you have brought him in our lives, and we are forever grateful to you. We thank you for another year that you have blessed him with. And we know that, Lord, you're not yet done. That there are greater things, Father God, as we are declaring, that, Lord, will begin to unfold in his life, O God, through the power of your Spirit. That, Lord, you would help him, O God, to overcome whatever challenges that he's faced with, not just in his personal life, in his family life, O God, but, Lord, even in the ministry. For we know that, Lord, O God, when you call, you equip. When you call, you provide. When you call, you energize. When you call, Lord God, you inspire. Father God, we thank you for the divine inspiration of your Holy Spirit upon his life, that even as we lay hands on him, that the best gift that he will have on his this year as he celebrates another year, O God, is the gift of your Holy Spirit. Amen. That the power of your Spirit, O God, and the love of God will continually flow upon his life. Thank you, Father God, for his example to be a loving father, a loving husband, a loving a brother in Christ, Lord God, to this church, O God. Maraming salamat, Lord, O God, for his life, God. And we ask that, God, you protect him. Lord, you know the nature of his job. He's on the road all the time. But one thing we know, that, Lord, you are with him, O God, and that, Lord, you would prosper his business, O God. For we know that, Lord, all things, good things come from you alone, O God. And so, Lord, you are the God of his future. And we thank you, Father God, that, Lord, he should not be afraid, because, God, you are with him. You are with his family, O God. You are with him as an elder of this church, O God. And so, Father God, we thank you for his life, and we honor you first, and we give you praise, Father God, for sending him to us, O God. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen, amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Happy birthday, Brother Roel. Praise God. God bless you. Can I call on Hannah and Emily now? Praise the Lord. God bless you, Brother Roel. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Like what I've said, you know, God is doing things in the life of his people. Amen. And I would like, I heard a portion of what Emily shared last Wednesday, but I would like you all to hear this, because it's something when God is doing something in the hearts of even these young ladies, young boys. Amen. For we know that they're part of what God is going to do these last days. Amen. Before I, can you share what you shared to me, and then I'll ask Hannah. Praise God. All right. Praise God. Yes.
I think the first thing I want to say is that God is so gracious, and that's what we focused on while we were up there. So the main focus was beautiful surrender. So basically, we were just reminded of how beautiful we are and how we are made in his image.
That's right.
Even though no matter what sin we committed, we are still beautiful and a new creation in God's eyes when we come to him.
Yes.
So being up in the mountains with, like, no electricity and no cell phone.
No electricity, so no cell phone. Okay, wow.
It caused us to be uncomfortable and vulnerable. Mm. And I guess that allowed us to break apart as a person and
to be broken before God. Yes, that's right.
To admit our challenges, whether it be like pride or anxiety or depression or whatever.
Yes.
To surrender all of that to God and to truly have him in our hearts when we build ourselves up to being okay with denying ourselves and taking up our cross daily and to live for him. And so what I remembered was, like, something that I read a couple weeks ago or whatever, it was like a metal has to be like beaten and heated up to mold a strong piece of steel, and trials and tribulations are necessary for us to be strong Christians. So I think the importance that I got from it personally was that I was okay to, sorry. I was okay with being like, Lord, use me in ways that I can't even imagine.
Wow.
And that yes. I'm okay with
yes.
giving up my worldly desires for you.
Wow. And can you hear this from a young person? Wow.
Glory to God.
Oh, and the last thing was that, like, on our way there, Ate Hannah and I were talking about, like, what we look forward to, and yes. that was being baptized by the Holy Spirit,
yes.
and that's what we got
yes.
on our wow. last night there, so.
Praise the Lord. Amen. With what, you look at it, Alonso is getting excited, too. I like what she said, beautiful surrender. That is the beauty of a heart. And can I add the word totally surrendered? Not half-heartedly, but Lord, total surrender. Beautiful. Hannah, your turn.
All right. Well, she said everything we did.
Yes.
So I guess I'll just talk about myself. I really wanted to go to this camp from the beginning. So let me start off with how we found out about this camp. This is one of a good friend of mine from mm-hmm. college. She invited me out, I think, like my second year in college, to one of their youth nights. And she's been so... After she graduated, she's been really devoting her life to God now in comparison to, like, when she first took me out. And so she's been so persistent about it.
Yes.
And I remember one night I just, like, all of a sudden remembered, like, camp was coming up, and I asked her, like, how much is camp?
Mm-hmm.
And she said, it's $150 a person. And I was like, that's hard for me to invite somebody because $150 is expensive.
Mm-hmm.
And then 2 days later, like, she texted me, our church is paying for everyone. Invite who you want.
Wow. Wow.
So I think in that alone was a blessing mm-hmm. because not only was I able to take Omni, but I was also able to take one of my closest best friends mm-hmm. with me. So going into this camp, I felt like I had a lot of questions for God. Not like questioning my faith or anything, but a lot of questions about life. Like knowing that this is my last year in college, that I'm graduating, like, the future is ahead. There's a lot of different things happening. There's a lot of questions on my mind that I just really needed God to answer. And I just felt like this whole weekend, God was really just there. Like, I felt his presence in every move, in every decision, in every situation we were in.
Mm-hmm.
I felt God was just working.
Praise God. Thank you, Lord.
And then there was this really last prayer that hit me the most because there's one thing, like, for me, I want to figure out what I want to do to serve God again.
That's right.
I know he taught me this past weekend that how strong I am in prayer. Like, during the baptism of the Holy Spirit, I was able to speak in tongues again, and I was told to practice that again.
Yes, yes.
And praise I was just reminded of how strong prayer can be.
Yes.
But not only that, it was like a random moment as well, because we were about to go back to the church, like back on the bus, leaving the campsite, and my leader prayed for me, like one more time, just because she wanted to pray for me. And she, like, I was on my way up the bus, and she just grabs me and is like, let me pray for you one more time.
That's right.
And her prayer to me was my last answer to a question. And her prayer for me is that she prayed that that God would give me strength to lead this generation. So
hallelujah, yes, yes.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord, yeah.
So ever since then, I've just been seeking God in how I'm going to do that. But for right now, God has really opened a lot of different paths for me and has opened my mind to a lot of things.
Praise God.
So, yeah, that's what I got out of my
praise the Lord,
experience.
And you got a lot. You got a lot. Praise God. The power of prayer. And what they went through was an answer to our prayers for our young people. And God has so many ways for him to do that. Amen. And so let's be encouraged that God is moving. God is moving. Thank you, Lord. Father God, we rejoice and we are so excited, Lord, having heard the testimonies of Emily and Hannah. Young as they are, as young adults, God, we thank you that, Lord, you showed to them that, Lord, you have a plan and purpose in their lives.
Father God, what a transformation that you did in their hearts. You spoke to them. You gave them, Lord God, a message that, Lord, that changed their hearts. Emily, knowing that it takes a total surrender to know you, Jesus, more and more in her life. Her desire to serve you, God, and now she's doing that as she spoke to her heart. Even for Hannah, Lord, she had many questions, but you answered them. Because, Lord, you are the God who knows what's in all of our hearts. And young as they are, you have shown to them that, God, you're going to use them for the lives of many more young people, oh God. And so, Father God, we thank you, Lord, oh God, for what you have done and the many resources that you use, Lord God, to touch the lives of people, God. For them, for us here in this church, oh God, marami kang ginagawa, Panginoon, because your resources are unlimited, oh God, unlimited, Lord, that nothing can hinder, Lord God, the move of your spirit when you begin to speak to us. And that, God, as they obey, we thank you, Father God, that, Lord, you're ordering their steps. And that, Lord, you're anointing them through your spirit. That they, from this day on, oh God, they will continually pray, Lord God, for more young people, oh God. That you're going to open doors for them, oh God, to share the message of the gospel to many, oh God. Hallelujah. We thank you for your hedge of protection built around them, oh God, and even the rest of our young people here in this body of Christ, oh God. For we know that, Lord, you are at work. And so, Father God, we thank you, the Lord, for baptizing them with your Holy Spirit. And that, Lord, you have equipped them for service, oh God. For the days coming, we are excited for what you are going to do through their lives, oh God. We thank you for the loving support of family, Lord God, and the family of God upon the lives of our children and our young people, oh God. And so, Lord, today we honor you as the Lord over our lives, oh God. May all the glory and honor be given to you alone. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen, amen and amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you all. Let's all rise up for the prayer of blessing. Hallelujah. How many of you have been touched by God today? Know that you have been touched by God. Steered by the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Lord, we declare that Jesus, you're alive forevermore. And that you are our faithful, good, and great shepherd. You watch over us, Lord God, as a people of God. Whether we're new in the Lord, we have known you for quite a while, but Lord, we know that, God, you are doing something new and something powerful, oh God, in the hearts and minds of your people. Thank you, Holy Spirit, Lord God, even as we depart from this place later on, that you will continually speak to our hearts and guide us and give us that enabling power, Lord, to follow Jesus no matter what, God. And so, Lord, wholeheartedly, total surrender of our lives to you, oh God. And so, Lord, we thank you that, God, as we ask that, Lord, oh God, that you stretch forth your hand upon this congregation, God. That, Lord, you lift up. Thank you for lifting us up today. Thank you for encouraging us, oh God, to know that you are the God of our future. And that, Lord, you are here for us. Your presence is what we need, oh God. Bless everyone in this congregation, Lord God. And may our lives, as you bless us, be a blessing to many, Father God. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. As we praise the Lord together. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you all. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Second. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And this is what I learned. Teach us, Lord, how to number our days. Amen. Not to be apathetic, but to be always on fire for the Lord. Sa gawain ng Panginoon. Amen. Amen. And even though we have so many giants,